and the theme that we've published, we're going to talk about the power of the Rosary to change world events and to bring peace, and there are proofs that it is already happening. In other words, the Rosary is changing world events. That's what this talk is about. And the purpose of that is to stress to all of us here, your Rosary, each one of us, is important. And Our Lady said, it is the greatest prayer that you can say to me. Now today, we are in historic times, spiritually, morally, if you want to put it that way, technologically, socially. The evil of our times is unprecedented, and the spirit of evil is infecting all segments of life. We're being alerted by the Lord and our Blessed Mother that a great purification is taking place in preparation for a glorious renewal and a wonderful second Pentecost. Now, this is to be brought about through the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother, as indicated through the messages given us by Our Lady of Fatima. Now, the prayer that she's especially asking of all of us is the Rosary. In the history of the Church, the Rosary has played an important part in preserving our Christian faith. Let's look into some historic events. October 7, 1571, in the Gulf of Lepanto, the Turkish fleet, way outnumbering the European fleet, tried to spread the religion of Islam into Europe. Saint Pius V called a Rosary Crusade to all of Europe, and he himself led the procession in Rome, saying the Litany of Our Lady and the Rosary, and that day the Turks were defeated. This occasioned the institution of the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, October 7, 1573. August 5, 1716, the Turks tried again, and they tried to enter through Hungary. They were defeated at Peter Wardine by Prince Eugene. It was the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows that day. Pope Clement XI extended the feast at that time of the Rosary to the Universal Church. Up until that time, it was not all through the Church. From then on, so many miracles were attributed to the Rosary that Pope Leo XIII wrote not one encyclical, 12. No pope has ever done that much. 12 encyclicals on the Rosary. He set aside the month of October for the special devotion to the Rosary. It was to him that we have that practice now. We owe it to him. He prepared the way for the coming apparitions, in which Our Lady would urge all of us to recite the Rosary every day for special intentions over the past 100 years. Now, Saint Grigny de Montfort, I think most of you know him. He's one of the great saints, Marian saints. He pointed out there are a number of blessings in the Rosary. He said, those who recite the Rosary faithfully will be given a perfect knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you're taking all the life of Christ in the 15 mysteries, right? So then you're thinking about it constantly, and you're developing that through your spiritual reading. The second is the purification of our soul, the washing away of our sins. You can't be with the Lord saying the Rosary and still remain in serious sin. In other words, Our Lady and Jesus will alert us to that, give us the grace to repent. The third is victory over our enemies, especially Satan. Fourth, increased ease in the practice of virtue. Some virtues come very difficult for some of us. And at different times, we're all tempted. And here, in other words, with the ease in which we can do that, that indicates there's a power in our life that doesn't come by ourselves. It's through prayer and the Rosary. The next is a love for Jesus Christ. If you're with him in your Rosary constantly, every day, then there is a relationship that develops. It's a love relationship. And then there's enrichment in grace and merits. None of us know how many graces come to us each day through the Rosary. If we didn't say it, I think we'd find why. We'd have all kinds of difficulties developing in our life, and we would find ourselves being very weak in meeting those occasions, and we'd find ourselves repenting constantly of having failed. And the Lord is saying, you're not with me. See? But if we are with him in prayer, then of course the graces are there. And the last is, the graces we need to pay all our debts to God and our fellow men. So throughout our day, we need to honor the Lord, perform our duties. We were talking about the divine will for some time. That's what we should be doing. We do many of that by habit. You wash dishes, do laundry, like everybody else. But do you know that's God's will? But when you do it consciously, then you get merit for that. Now, in modern times, we have these developments. From Lourdes in 1958 to a town where a lady appeared called Pontmain, 1871, our Blessed Mother has been continuously urging us to recite the rosary in all her apparitions. See, Fatima's not just new. At Fatima, she promised that through the rosary and reparation, she would bring victory and peace in our times. Then, of course, we had Medjugorje, June 24th, 1981. Mary promised to bring peace to the world in these words. And I'm quoting from this author here, Dr. Tom Petrisco, and I will be drawing from it in a number of ways today. And this is what Our Lady said to the children in Medjugorje. Peace, peace, peace. Be reconciled. Make peace with God and with each other. Without you, dear children, I cannot help the world. Help me. Pray, pray, pray. Give time to the rosary. I have come to call the world to conversion for the last time. Tell the whole world. Tell it without delay. Be converted and do not wait. Now, the times, we know that, I think, are urgent. Here's what the Holy Father said on May 13, 1982, John Paul II, 1 year after the attempted assassination. He said, Mary's message is still more relevant than it was 65 years ago. And he added, it is still more urgent. Now, the many apparitions, miracles, signs, healings, messages given us in the last 20 years are being considered by renowned theologians and Marian writers as signs that Mary is indeed preparing us urgently for great events. Even scientists today are saying that the natural disasters, wars, strange weather patterns are historic. You've heard them on TV. The tornadoes they've had, 300 miles an hour. The floods they had, the winter snows, and so forth. Weather records are being broken everywhere. There has never been so many wars as now in the past 80 years. Violence in our cities and countries, family troubles of all kinds in great numbers, all this points to the truth of what Our Lady is saying, that we are, quote, at the end of an era. What we're now seeing are signs of such an era. Again, I'm going to give you a quote, and it's from a recognized apparitionist and visionary, Julia Kim of Korea. And if you want to follow me on that, it's on page 26. Here, Our Lady is saying, as I told you before, the natural order is now being disturbed, and abnormalities are occurring frequently. Floods, fires, famines, earthquakes, droughts, tidal waves, traffic accidents, large-scale destruction, many kinds of environmental disasters, and unusual weather. Also, many people are dying because of wars. Africa, massacre of 1 million people, incurable illnesses, AIDS, contagious diseases, when snow falls and cold wind blows, you know winter is beginning. When new buds sprout, you know it is becoming spring. Then why do you not understand that these disasters are signs of the beginning of the great chastisement? Through these many signs, you should know that the time of the great chastisement is near. Those who suffer most in this world are the innocent babies who are being killed in their mother's wombs. Why should there be such cruel, inhuman evils? In other words, when these things happen, world events that are beyond our control, but they do happen, in the Christian outlook, whatever happens in the world, God is aware of that. He could prevent it if he wanted to. If he doesn't, we call it his permissive will. But out of it, he does bring good for those who love him. That's St. Paul. All things what? Work unto good for those who love God. See, there's your proof. All right? Now, we're being shown that God's justice is not to be ignored in the terrible injustices committed today. For example, the genocide in Yugoslavia, Russia, Africa, and other places around the world. The violence in different places, cities, abortion, terrorism, openly defying God's laws and commandments. What about these groups that are openly promoting homosexual marriages? Even aside from private revelations, religious people of all faiths have a sense of a world that is turned away from God and is flooded with evil lifestyles, but that God will soon set things straight. This is the prevailing message of Our Lady, for example, that there will be chastisements that can be modified, though, through prayer and reparation, and that there will be an end of the world's miseries, and a great renewal will take place. Mary said at Fatima, in the end, Russia will be converted, and an era of peace will be granted to the world. And many believe, with Pope John Paul, that we will have, quote, from his letter on the third millennium, the final coming of the kingdom of God on earth. The new millennium, that's 2000. This is 1998, 2 years away. Now, it's going to come soon. How soon? May 2nd, 1982, Vizca Ivankovic said Our Lady told her, I have come to convert people for the last time. I will not come to earth anymore. Now, the other visionary among the children, Ivan Dragicevich, was asked to ask Our Lady this question. Are these apparitions the last ones in the present world? And Our Lady said, these are the last apparitions. Now, a priest who has been involved closely with these apparitions said, this means that all apparitions around the world will stop at the same time. Now, we'll have to wait and see. Proof of that, we'll see. Now, you all know already, though, that Father Stefano Gobbi, it stopped. But the cue here is Our Lady in Medjugorje said that. If it stops in Medjugorje, then the assumption here is that it'll stop all over the world. We'll see. Now, December the 7th, 1974, again to Father Stefano Gobbi, Mary said, at the moment of its great confusion, on the very eve of the events which will upset the faith of so many of my children, she's saying, on that eve, this is a sign which I will give my very self. She will show herself the sign. Now, have you remember reading anything like that? I'll repeat that. At the moment of its greatest confusion, on the very eve of events which will upset the faith of so many of my children, this is a sign which I will give my very self. That means they will see her. Now, the immediate time before the chastisements. Again, the messages. from the Crusade, this book here, The Last Crusade. Our Lady says here to Junia Kim, following what I just read from her, "Therefore, all the children of the world, hurry up, vigorously spread to the entire world my words, which are based on love. You must not hesitate." That was 1991. But she also gave reassurances. And here I'm quoting from Father Stefano Gobbi on page 27. Both Jesus and our Blessed Mother assure today's visionaries that those who respond to God's call to conversion have nothing to fear. By praying and living the messages, peace will reign in their hearts. Indeed, Mary reminds us that we are God's hands, in God's hands, and will share in the triumph. And this is what she told Father Stefano Gobbi, December 8th. "These are the years when Satan is ruling as a sure victor. These are therefore also the years of my triumph. My light will become stronger and stronger the more you enter into the decisive moments of the battle. In the end, the victory will be that of your Immaculate Mother, who with her virginal foot will crush the head of the serpent, and with her hands will bind the great dragon, that he may thus be rendered powerless and no longer be able to do harm in the world." Both humanity and the Church will experience this new era, which you are now awaiting in confidence and in prayer, in suffering and in hope. For this, as a breaking dawn, you will, as of today, see my light becoming stronger and stronger until it encircles the whole earth, ready now to open itself to the new day, which will begin with the triumph of my Immaculate Heart in the world. So what we have here, as through the media you become more aware of the evil, and you're going to begin to think, what is going to happen to us? It's going to test your hope. Our Lady is saying, I'm going to become more evident too. Well, doesn't that make sense? God is not going to allow the devil to conquer when Our Lady said, I will triumph. So we should have that expectation. So we're challenged, each of us, in other words, to trust in God to see us through this, and also to be very faithful in saying the rosary. Now, there are also messages here, our promise of Our Lady, on the, in other words, a promise of peace and a blessed life on earth. There is a priest, if you probably know of him, he's a respected theologian and a Mariologist, and it's on page 30 that I'm going to quote from him. He said, if we consecrate ourselves to Mary's heart, there will be peace, and the chastisements of hunger, wars, and persecutions will cease. Note that the term peace, as contrasted with the three chastisements mentioned in the apparitions, takes on the full biblical sense of shalom, the Jewish word for peace, a state of being, of well-being in communion with God and with our brothers and sisters, in which the presence of God shines through in a harmonious existence worthy of the sons and daughters of God. Today's apparitions appear to continue to re-emphasize this new perspective given at Fatima. Contemporary visionaries throughout the world cite Mary's call for prayer and conversion, but they also speak of God's coming triumph and an era of peace. Now, the time of peace, in other words, and we are to act. Consecration of the World to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, 1984, was set up by Pope John Paul and the bishops. Lucy, or Lucia of Fatima, said that Our Lady accepted that. But before that, Our Lady did not accept it because not all the church was involved, the diocese. Since that time, communism disintegrated and rapid changes happened. A peace process was begun to set in, but the world is still in danger of war. Most people discerning agree that what we need most now is more prayer and spiritual renewal to hasten the time of peace. To bring about this peace, the Blessed Virgin urges us to seek it through five things that she mentions in Fatima. First, conversion, meaning a renunciation of sins, our sins, and to turn to our Heavenly Father with love and action, not just saying, I believe, and then we do nothing. Recite the Creed, Our Lady said is her favorite prayer. Then faith, to develop a deep, complete, unwavering faith in all the truths of our faith, recite the Creed, a favorite prayer. Now, prayer itself, we need to pray more often and more devoutly. Pray with the heart. Our Lady mentioned that in Medjugorje, if you remember. And that means pray with love. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to feel it whenever you pray, but in other words, you know that Our Lady loves to hear that prayer, and you do that because she loves it, and it's your way of showing that. Also, prayerful reading of Scripture, group prayer, especially the Mass and Communion. And she said everyone must especially pray the Rosary daily. The next condition, peace. If we faithfully perform the above conditions, there will be peace. Mary wants June the 25th, the date of her first apparition in 1981 in Medjugorje, to be dedicated to her as Queen of Peace. She said the peace that she is speaking of must first be peace with God, peace of conscience, and peace within ourselves. Then this peace must reach out to the people around us, to every level of life. And the final request, condition, fasting. She reminds us that self-denial, sacrifice, are what we call reparation. They make us holy and bring special graces from God. She especially asks to fast twice a week, where possible, Wednesday and Friday. Now, not everybody can do that, but also to think in these terms. She was quoted as saying on bread and water. Not everybody can do that. And even very perceptive theologians like René Laurentin, he's one of the foremost Mariologists, said that elderly people could add fruit and some other fruits to that kind of diet. But bread and water becomes very difficult for some of them. But some said, I can fast on bread and water, say don't fast at all. Wrong. There are different kinds of fast. Fast from desserts. Fast from solid foods. Have soup. Have milk. Have different additions to it that are what we call liquid, a liquid diet. So we shouldn't easily absolve ourselves from all fast. But I pass this on to you as a way of doing some fast, but not necessarily on bread and water. Now, why these requests? Our Lady says to prevent the annihilation of nations, which she mentioned at Fatima, July 13, 1917. Our Lady's solution to this was these words, to prevent this, namely the annihilation of nations, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays, five Saturdays. Okay? Now, although communism has disintegrated in Russia, Russia is not completely converted. Conversion has begun. A return to God is taking place. But it does not have to be necessarily a conversion to Catholicism. Did you understand that? In other words, they will return to the Russian Orthodox. See? But we do also have this, though. that when we do have the new Pentecost, there will be one church. See? Now, in Akita, Japan, October 13, 1973, notice that's the anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. Mary said that that happened, those 70,000 people, so that all may believe. And that was given to Sister Agnes at Akita. The following message was given here too. Page 37. She told Sister Agnes, "If men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge. Fire will fall from the sky and will wipe out a great part of humanity. I alone can still save you from the calamities which approach." Now, in addition, there's a little piece added in brackets. 2 months before, on August 6, 1973, the anniversary date of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima, Mary warned Sister Agnes, "A great chastisement for all mankind." I'm going to add something later, in the later part of this conference, to show you, in other words, how the rosary did prevent disaster, an atomic disaster. But let's continue on the theme we're developing. Now, Our Lady asked three things in Fatima: pray the rosary, wear the scapular, and third, communion of reparation on first Saturday of each month, including confession. But now, one author, and he's very well known, he's the co-founder of the Blue Army, John Haffert, said chastisement may still be prevented. In a retreat of which I was a part of back in 1936, in the Blue Army, where there were lay apostles around the country, all Marian apostles came for that retreat. And I gave a conference, two conferences on that occasion. But he said the chastisement can be prevented to a certain extent. And I'm going to quote on page 42. He says, "I believe the chastisement can still be prevented." I'm quoting Dr. Tom Petrisco now, who's commenting on that. Asserted by John Haffert in 1996, the Lay Apostolate Foundation retreat, Washington Town, New Jersey. Haffert's confidence in God comes from more than just his belief that Mary's triumph cannot be called such if a great part of humanity is annihilated. Rather, he explicitly notes that the sun, during the great miracle, October 13, 1917, at Fatima, returned to his position in the sky at the last moment, when thousands believed it was about to strike the earth. So Haffert argues this was a sign that someday, at a decisive moment, God will spare his people from a great suffering. And many believe that someday is approaching fast. This appears to be what Mary is also saying. I'm quoting Dr. Petrisco now. "Her victory is near and will come, and like centuries before, it will come through her direct intercession. But what still needs to be done is a great amount of prayer, along with consistent, generous acts of reparation by God's people. Thus it appears that Our Lady is in need of a great outpouring of rosaries. For it is through the rosary, Mary exhorts, that she will bring the world into the era of peace. And it is through the rosary, she unequivocally emphasizes, that she can, quote, prevent, and again, quote, the annihilation of nations. Therefore, both of Fatima's remaining prophecies can be understood to be inescapably tied to the rosary." Now, that's an important thought there, because we're getting messages, and they're not being qualified to any extent, except there's punishment, punishment, punishment. And yet Our Lady did say in Medjugorje, though, prayer and fasting can stop wars, can prevent natural disasters. In a couple of moments, we're going to prove that. It's already happening. Here is some evidence to that effect. From 1950 on, there are signs that Our Blessed Mother wants to prevent the world from destroying itself through nuclear wars. August 29th, at Hiroshima, 1945, four Jesuit priests were at the center of the atomic bomb explosion, but were not harmed. They witnessed afterwards, that it was due to the Fatima prayers, especially the rosary they were saying at that time. The same blessing happened in Nagasaki, where a group of friars were at the center of the atomic bomb explosion, and they also were saying the Fatima prayers. They suffered no radiation effects. August 15th, the Assumption of Our Lady, after 11 days of bombing, the Church of Our Lady's Assumption, the priests and the church survived. May 13, 1955, the Soviet army departed from Austria. It was the anniversary of the first apparition of Fatima. But this happened because 70,000 Austrians agreed to pray the rosary for that. October 12 to the 14th, 3 days, 1960, Khrushchev at the United Nations, maybe you remember that, on TV, he took his shoe off and he pounded the podium and he said, I will bury you. All right, now listen to what happened. If you have the books, it's on page 46 and 7. Here's what happened. Pope John the 23rd had opened and read the third Fatima secret given to Sister Lucy. He authorized the Bishop of La Ivrea, Fatima, to write to all the bishops of the world, inviting them to join with the pilgrims of Fatima on the night of October 12, 13, in prayer, penance for Russia's conversion and consequent world peace. On the night of October 12, 13, about 1 million pilgrims spent the night outdoors in the Covid era at Fatima in prayer and penance before the Blessed Sacrament. They prayed and washed despite a penetrating rain which chilled them to the bone. At the same time, at least 300 dioceses throughout the world joined with them. Pope John the 23rd sent a special blessing to all taking part in this unprecedented night of reparation. On the night between October 12, 13, right after his shoe-pounding podium event, Khrushchev suddenly pulled up stakes, explained, and took a plane in all haste for Moscow, canceling all subsequent engagements. Why? Marshal Nedelin, the best minds in Russia on nuclear energy, several government officials were present for the final testing of the missile that was going to be presented to Khrushchev. When countdown was completed, the missile, for some reason or other, did not leave the launch pad. After 15 or 20 minutes, Nedelin and all the others came out of the shelter. When they did, the missile exploded, killing over 300 people. This set back Russia's nuclear program 20 years, prevented all-out atomic warfare, the burying of the U.S., and this happened on the night when the whole Catholic world was on its knees before the Blessed Sacrament, gathering at the feet of gathering at the feet of our Rosary, Queen of in Fatima. Our Lady does not want nuclear war. Another event. The French tested an atomic bomb in the Pacific. pictures of the explosion at the center of the mushroom, and you probably saw that, showed clearly the image of Jesus crucified on the cross, and to his right was an image of Our Lady glowing in all white silhouette, clearly visible. How many saw that? I did. It was in, I think, Time magazine or Life. It was in a very prominent world magazine. Now, the message is clear. Our Lady does not want nuclear war, and she's doing something about it. From 1980 on, there are many signs that Our Lady wants to prevent the world from destroying itself and bring peace that she promised at Fatima. Take another event, May 13, 1983. One of the greatest crowds that ever came to Fatima to celebrate the anniversary of Mary's first apparition and to pray the rosary. That day, a massive explosion destroyed two-thirds of the nuclear air and ship-to-ship missiles of the Soviet Union's most powerful fleet. It was called by news reporters to be the greatest disaster to occur in the Soviet Navy since World War II. Sister Lucia said a nuclear war would have occurred in 1985 if that didn't happen. May 12, 1988. The Soviet missile motor plant exploded. Now I have a quote on that, page 49. That's 1988, correct? Yeah. 4 years later, it happened again, in other words, as thousands prayed all night long on May 12, 1988, during the vigil of the anniversary apparition of Fatima, another major explosion shut down the Soviet Union's sole missile motor plant. The Associated Press reported, a major explosion has shut down the only plant in the Soviet Union that makes the main rocket motors that the country's newest long-range nuclear missiles, and according to U.S. officials. The Pentagon released a statement noting the accident occurred on May 12, destroyed several buildings at a Soviet propellant plant in Pavlograd. Curiously, just a week before, May 3, 1988, a similar eruption ripped apart a Nevada facility believed to be handling the ammonium percolate used in the main rocket motors for the SS-24 missile. July 3, 1987. Mary spoke to Stefano Gobbi, saying, already during this Marian year, certain great events will take place concerning what I predicted in Fatima and have told under secrecy to the children at Medjugorje. And here again, I have a good quote on page 50 to 51. Five months later, the world events confirmed Mary's words. Soviet President Gorbachev came to the United States and signed a peace accord. It was December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Just prior to signing the accord, President Ronald Reagan was given by Alfred Kindon, America's ambassador to Europe, a letter from Maria Pavlovich, one of the visionaries of Medjugorje. According to Kingon, President Reagan, visibly moved, phoned his thanks to Maria, and then proceeded to his meeting with Gorbachev, at first exclaiming, "Now I am going to this meeting with a new spirit." At the request of the ambassador, Maria Pavlovich would later write President Gorbachev. According to Kingon, this message was translated into Russian and put directly into the hands of Gorbachev at the Kremlin. And Maria had with President Reagan, as she had, she informed Gorbachev of Mary's message of peace, a message that Mary fortified at Medjugorje in 1983 by asking for people to now pray, namely, all 15 decans of the rosary each day. Sometime later, President Reagan wrote to Father John Villanova, a chaplain of the sanctuary in Fatima, Portugal, thanking him for having sent the pilgrim statue of Our Lady of Fatima to the White House. Did you know that? I didn't. It was said, Reagan, quote, upstairs in Nancy's and my bedroom at the White House when he and Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev were downstairs below signing the peace treaty. In 1991, 8 hardline communists attempted to overthrow President Gorbachev. You remember reading that, okay? That was also written up very well in the Reader's Digest. I remember reading that. You probably recall that. Here's what happened. The attempted coup was denounced and defeated. And consequently, the communists were not permitted to regain power in Russia. They had him, of course. They kidnapped him and had him under house arrest. But that's all that could happen. In the meantime, though, in 1987, here's what happened. The Virgin Mary appeared at Khrushchev in the Ukraine at a longtime Catholic underground dissident named Joseph Torenia, with a rosary in her right hand and the Christ child on her left. Mary gave Joseph messages which foretold the future. 2 years later, in 1989, Torenia received a powerful dream which described and predicted almost to the letter the coming coup in 1991. He said, I saw a map of the Ukraine and the bloody river began to dry up. The earth in many places was scorched and took on a black-gray color. This was the color of death, but amid the black-gray ashes, I saw grass sprouting. It was all very tall. I saw the people kneeling and crying, but I knew these were tears of joy and salvation. I saw the new Babylon, the red city, that was falling into the earth. And that city, under a Christian temple, was a secret hiding place. There were 8 men there, 8 rulers. All 8 waxen yellow. They laughed horribly and bared their teeth. Gorbachev told me it wasn't he who was in charge of the state. I saw the real leader of the USSR behind a yellow screen. It was Lucifer himself. And then Dr. Tom Petrusco added, and Satan, as God would reveal to the Korean Sigmundist Julia Kim, was intent on pushing the world to the brink of disaster. So I think many of our people didn't know this. But these are spiritual events, okay? But they're not disassociated from world events. Now, after this event, Our Lady told Julia Kim, the devil attempted to topple Gorbachev of the Soviet Union and lead the world to destruction. But he was rescued by God from the devil's hand, and the world was saved from the curses of destruction. By that we mean, this meant world destruction, nuclear annihilation. Several weeks after this, Julia received this message, August 27th. That was, the victory of my Immaculate Heart is close at hand. As September the 17th, 1991. I think that's when that message was given. But now, getting back to September the 12th, 1991, to Father Gobi in Slovakia, about the collapse of communism, Our Lady said, this is my work alone, and I myself am furthering it in every part of the world because these are the times of my triumph, of my victory, of your salvation. In the name of Mary, Marxist communism, which for decades has been exercising its rule and holding so many of my poor children in oppressive, bloody slavery, has been defeated in these countries, not because of political movements or persons, but through my personal intervention has your liberation finally come about. Well, what conclusions can we make? These are not just coincidences. There are too many of them, okay? Too many things happening at the same time. From all these signs and events and Mary's messages, we can conclude that our Blessed Lady is winning her war with Satan. And she says that she is winning it by the power of the Rosary. It will be the power that will bring the final victory foretold at Fatima. At Medjugorje, January 25, 1991, a few days after Iraq's Saddam Hussein flooded the Persian Gulf with oil and ignited the oil wells in Tiwat, Our Lady said, "Satan is strong and wishes not only to destroy human life, but also nature and the planet. God sent me